going to speak about the Danny McDade 15K, also the Donegal Half Marathon, two big events to look forward to. And firstly, Danny McDade, the Danny McDade 15K, in your honour. It's taking place on tomorrow week. That's Sunday, the 28th of July. In times past, we've had some very warm days from it. Given the weather we've had of late, you wouldn't know what's going to happen. But as always, Danny, a big interest. And we recently had the New Mills 10K. So we've sort of a logical progression here in terms of distances. A lot of people who are taking part are using these races as a build up to a marathon, in many cases, the Dublin Marathon later in the year.
Yeah, it's, you know, I like to think that it's, we're coming to the business end of the athletic calendar, you know, the end of the year, you know, and like the, you mentioned them three races, you know, they are, you know, the, I think they're three of the, probably the top races in Donegal. Well, being from Lithuania Athletic, I suppose I would say that, you know, but you know, like we had the New Mills 10K there a couple of weeks ago and an excellent turnout for it. And now we have the 15K on Sunday week. And then we have the sort of the climate then on the half marathon organised by a committee, that's the Donegal Half Marathon. And that's on the 25th of August. So, like, it's a build up to an October marathon or something like that, yeah.
And bringing in Herbie McDade. Herbie, well, first of all, looking at the Danny McDade 15K, for anybody who hasn't signed yet up online yet, still the opportunity to do so. And when is the absolute deadline?
Yeah, Chris, the online entry will stay open until next Saturday. And then we'll still take entries on the morning of the race. But we would encourage most people to, if they can, to enter online and help us with administration of the event. It's great to have everything downloaded and ready to go for that morning. Also, now it's €15 online plus the service fee, and we will be charging €20 on the day just to try and encourage people to get registered online.
Now, like the New Mills 10K and like the Donegal Half Marathon, we're going to see people here from all over the Northwest taking part. And as Danny had said, you know, we're at the sort of business end of things. We'll certainly have some pretty elite runners there, people pushing for really good times. And, you know, these races are very much firmly on the athletics calendar.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. And like the origin of the 15K was our own club members travelling back from a race and sort of looking at, you know, we need an event locally to try and prepare the athletes for sort of national championships, should it be half marathon or full marathon. And, you know, again, no better person than to name it after Danny, who was synonymous with marathon running and distance running of all kinds and cross country. So that's, you know, that was the background of it. And we were delighted then when the Station House came on board to sponsor the event and continue to do that over the years. To help us, you know, sort of grow it and provide a T-shirt on the day. And, you know, we'll have three different water stations and some food and refreshments afterwards. So we try to build it into, you know, a fairly good, decent event for athletes when they travel.
Yeah, and as always, the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny, the headquarters for this, and the Danny McDade track right in the centre. And Danny, you know, 15K, there's a uniqueness about this race. There's quite a lot of 10-mile races around the country, but the 15K is well, I don't know of any other ones.
No, that's a really run distance, all right, yeah. But, you know, I don't know where the 15, you know, it was probably that route around there was a 10 mile there around, you know, the Letterkenny, New Mills, Rashiduk, you know, and I think it was Marty Garmley proposed at a meeting one night of it, you know, a 15K, you know, so, you know, just a surprise because the Danny did 15K, you know, but, you know, Marty tells a story, but with the T-shirt now, with the the fifth animated 15K on it. You know, he was out jogging in Lanzarote on the beach one day, and, you know, he had the T-shirt on him, you know, and somebody stopped and said, "Oh, is Danny dead?" "No, did he's not." And Mark, he says, you know, so it was maybe a bit before his time, but, you know, it's gone now since early 2000s, and, you know, we, you know, it's like, thanks to the sponsorship of at the present time, the station house has been on board for almost the entire length of the time, and, you know, we're so grateful to their sponsors, you know, like the Divers High on the Terence Divers sponsored the New Malice 10K, and now we have the station house and this, and then of course we have Cairns, all New Malice, all sort of New Malice based, sort of, you know, or Glen's Woolley, something to do with Lanzarote, you know, so it's good, you know, that the area is, we're getting it on the map.
Absolutely. Now, bringing Herbie McDade back in. Herbie, I've mentioned, you know, there'll be quite a few athletes posting, no doubt, some fine times. There'll be fierce competition at the more competitive end of the field. But the Danny McDade 15K and also the Donegal Half Marathon, these are both events that, for quite a lot of people taking part, it might be their first time doing these distances. And, you know, these are two great events. There's a great atmosphere about them, a great buzz about them. And a lot of the people, as I say, it might be their first time, but you'll soon find that they'll come back in future years.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. With the growth of Couch to 5Ks and Couch to 10Ks recently, people then are just progressing on to sort of longer distance and sort of trying to target half marathons and marathons once they get a bit of training behind them. So the likes of these events, you know, and again, we target the 10K and building up to 15K and on then to the half marathon. You know, we find it's great stepping stones for those people that have been training away in the background, and this gives them now a little target locally that they can sort of target and get their pace right and see how their training is going before progressing to maybe, you know, as you suggested earlier, the Dublin Marathon or some of the other European marathons. So we're delighted to host these events and delighted to get the support from the sponsorships so that we can do that for the local community.
The half marathon, the Donegal Half Marathon, over the last few years, it has grown in numbers and popularity. There's a 4-week gap from this week's, or from next week's Danny McDade until the half marathon. So it's a nice gap there. And as you mentioned, a lot of people, it's part of a process, a sort of a stepping stone to bigger events and full marathons. And Danny, you know, these days, we've a lot of half marathons. When you were at your peak, you know, half marathons really weren't that popular at all.
Not at all, no. You know, I would have run a few half marathons, all right, you know, but it's to the present time, I can't really remember what was to be fastest time for a half marathon because they weren't that popular, or you couldn't sleep, you know. It would have been, you know, I won an Irish Championship at 15 miles, would have been an Irish Championship at 15 miles, and then the full marathon would have been, the, you know, they were about the most popular, you know. But, you know, we, you know, my, when I look at me marathon times, you know, the halfway stage, you know, I think it was 66 or 67, it would have been talking around, sort of, you know. So, you know, even though this course, you know, around the New Mills and that, it seemed tough for that, you know, but it's not something we get the feedback on, you know, that anybody complains about the course, about it being tough or anything, you know.
It's just accept, but you can make it up a little bit, maybe coming back in.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I always say, you know, well, there is some little dips on the way out, you know, but from Rashidu back in again, the water always runs downhill, so the water's running from Rashidook to Letterkenny, you know, so it has to be a certain amount of downhill there, you know.
Absolutely. Now, Herbie, bringing you back in again, you know, these are great times for Irish athletics. The Diamond League meeting today, Letterkenny AC's Erin Friel, she was part of the team out there in the medley event in Slovakia, and they helped them to a national under-18 record there, so you know, this is all filtering through. Great interest in lots of events. And the Donegal Half Marathon, it's over a month away. But again, no doubt you want to get the message out for people to sign up as soon as they can.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. It always helps, and helps us with the organisation if we know sort of the numbers, what to cater for T-shirt wise and refreshment wise and for the different water stations. So certainly would encourage people to try and get their entry in as early as they can for both events, for the 15K and for the half marathon. And I suppose just to be aware, we will not be taking any entries on the morning of the half marathon. Because we have a 9:20 a.m. start, there just isn't time to process that on the morning. Now, we will have a pre-collection on the Saturday, and we'll take some entries on that from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Oral Leisure Centre. But we would encourage as many as possible to pre-enter online for both events.
And also, Herbie, in recent years, there's sort of been a theme, and the medals become a part of the whole attraction of the half marathon, and that's the case once again.
Once again, yeah, and we sort of had the Wild Atlantic Way 5 points, and we've those covered over the last number of years. So we then selected the new mills, and as Danny says, you know, because the course is on that route, we decided we'd go with that landmark. And again, with Danny living right next door to it, it's very apt that, you know, that would be the feature of this year's race. So we'll have a medal with the picture of the new mills, you know, on it, along with the T-shirt too. We'll also have that image on it. So hopefully that'll promote the area and promote Letterkenny in general, and Donegal indeed in general.
And finally, Danny, just conscious of the clock here, you know, great to see that the Donegal Half Marathon is attracting people. I know we've had people from America and the UK, and, you know, it's getting that name out there, and the people who are coming over, the feedback's been very positive.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the, you know, the history that's around the Letterkenny or the New Mullis areas, you know, has to be, you know, it's not flagged up and up, you know, and I say, the medal now that we have will be mounted. It'll be mounted with the image of the water mill in the mill, which the water mill has been around since 1867, I think it is, you know, and it's history like that, you know. And I you know, there's going to be less than 500 of these medals, you know, and I believe in years to come they will be a collector's item.
Why not? So that's the Danny McDade 15K, Sunday the 28th of July, and the Donegal Half Marathon, Sunday the 25th of August. And just finally, Herbie, where do you go? How do you sign up for them? What's the website, or what's the links?
The link is on our Facebook page. And it'll be shared actually on my own Facebook page. So that'll be done now over the next number of days. So we'll be sharing it widely. And people can just click on the entry link and put in their details. And it takes payment there online. And you just have to turn up on the day then, and your registration number and goodie bag will be ready.